Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Heads up, Richies. In today's episode, we swear.
Brooke, we're besties. We know that.
Uh-huh.
Everyone knows that, right?
Yes, they better.
And I think anyone who has a best friend knows that giving each other shit, daily in our case... Hourly, maybe minutely,
listen,
I don't know.
It's how we thrive, okay?
It is. It really is. But, you know, that comes with the territory, giving each other shit.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there are lines that we just don't cross. Like accusing your best friend of moving magnets that she didn't move.
It's so funny because I was literally going to say one of the lines is obviously not flipping all the magnets upside down. So I guess we really are on the same page.
Yeah, we really are. But someone who apparently... does not have a problem crossing lines when it comes to her friends is Emily Ratajkowski, because she was recently spotted swapping spit with one of her celebrity friends' high-profile exes.
Yeah, I mean, apparently Emrata never heard of the code chicks before dicks, and now it looks like things are getting sloppier than that kiss.
Yeah, I mean, at least she did it allegedly... turn magnets upside down, or rather accuse someone of turning magnets upside down, because that would be severe.
I mean, only one of those things is severe, and I think we all know which one it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're 100% in agreement right now. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziprin. It's Tuesday, March 28th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Well, Richies, it seems like these days, if we hear about a Hollywood love triangle, there's a pretty good chance that Harry Styles is going to be somewhere in it.
Jesus, seriously. Can't get enough.
First, we had triangle number one, Harry, Olivia Wilde, and her then soon-to-be ex, Jason Sudeikis, Ed Lasso, love of my life. then we had the second triangle, which had Harry again, Olivia again.
Uh-huh.
And this time it was his Don't Worry, Darling co-star, Florence Pugh.
Uh-huh.
And now, third time's a charm in a triangle, 3-3.
I'm noticing
a theme. We have Olivia Wilde again. We have Harry again. And this time we have one of Olivia's friends, Emily Ratajkowski, making out with Harry over the weekend.
Yeah, I think... the first clue that the Illuminati is behind this is all the triangles, right?
Triangles, threes, like three people, a triangle.
It's obviously the Illuminati.
Nothing computes better.
Yep. So Harry was in Tokyo for his Love on Tour when he was spotted really giving some tongue action to Emily. The Daily Mail published pics and videos, which I'm assuming we've all seen, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they show Harry and Emily standing in the street next to a car, and they are just full on making out. When I first saw it, for some reason, I thought it was Tom Sandoval and Raquel. I don't know why. I was like, oh, wow, they're out in public now. Just those... my brain is off the rails.
The idea of them being in Tokyo right now, just making out.
Well, I didn't know it was Tokyo. I just saw the video and that's where my mind went. So people online immediately reacted to this. Emily's friend, Julia Fox, commented on Page Six's Instagram post and said, "That's my girl," with heart eye emojis. And while everyone else is talking about this, obviously, Emily and Harry have both been very quiet about the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. I will say my favorite thing that's coming out of this is that people are saying Harry is a bad kisser.
Really?
Yeah, based off how they watch him kiss.
That's funny, because you and I do that.
I was just about to say, I love to assess how people can kiss just by watching them like the creep I am.
Literally every time we're watching something, you're like, they're a bad kisser. They're just a bad kisser.
They are. And I will, Colin Firth is like my number one bad kisser. If you ever watch, seriously, Richie's, watch a movie with Colin Firth where he has to kiss someone. He smashes his face into their face.
Ugh, gross.
There's nothing passionate about it. I will die on this hill. And until he, you know, reaches out and offers to kiss me to prove otherwise, I have no reason to think I'm wrong.
It's the only way.
Yeah. So Emily has not spoken out about the kiss yet, but in a new interview with Elle, she did mention that she's in a, quote, giving no fucks period of her life, which is forever my mantra.
Yeah, same.
Ever and ever and ever. So she may not be giving any fucks, but everyone else seems to be when it comes to the Harry situation, because Emily is friends with Olivia.
Yeah. So 2 weeks ago, Emily and Olivia were spotted having drinks together at the Vanity Fair after party, the Oscars. And before that, they were dancing together at one of Harry's shows in Paris. But they are saying that Emily went to that show for her, like, podcast or something, or, like, Sony sent her there, so she wasn't actually a guest of Olivia's.
Yeah, which, wondering, what are you doing? Why are you not sending us to parties?
What the hell?
Come on.
So Emily did also come to Olivia's defense during all of the Don't Worry, Darling drama. And when she was interviewed by Elle UK last November, she said that she felt very protective of Olivia, and she said that women like Olivia are often put in this box as if they're monsters or witches. And she said, there's nuance to it, but when you see the way that the whole world reacts to women, it's really hard not to want to go to an extreme side of it. Which, amen.
Yeah, agree.
Anyway, let's get back to talking about these women.
Yeah, let's keep pitting them against each other. Love it. So Emily and Olivia seem to be friends. I don't know that I ever knew this.
No, me either.
Or like it's not like Amy Poehler and Tina Fey. Like, we know that they're friends. Like,
yeah,
it seems more like a very cordial professional friendship where, like, we're in the same industry, or at least very related industries. So if somebody's going to be speaking shit about someone else in the industry and they're a woman and I have no reason to, like, not support them, why wouldn't I support them? It doesn't mean we're, like, best friends.
Yeah.
So, you know, everyone, of course, is curious about how Olivia feels about Emily and Harry's makeout, given that people seem to think Emily and Olivia are best friends with matching necklaces. It's so weird. Like, this is just such a weird thing, because it's like, are they friends or do they just know each other and they're in the same circles of celebrities?
It's really hard to tell with Hollywood.
It is. It is. Well, you have one lunch with somebody.
Oh, I know.
If it's the opposite gender, then you're fucking
them. Dating. Yeah.
If it's the same gender, then you either have a huge feud or you're best friends. Like, there's just no, like, hey, you know, we're both in New York right now and she's got a bag I want to borrow, so I'm going to hang out with her. Like, it's just never simple.
Yeah. It's not like they're giving each other intimate gifts like Gwyneth Paltrow and Taylor Swift.
Well, yeah, come on. No friendship reaches that level. Just ask the lawyer that's desperate to be a part of it. But insiders have been speaking to Page Six, true friends. And one source claims that Olivia isn't even a thought for Harry and Emily, with another source saying that they're both very casual and are having fun, saying Harry liked Emily years ago.
Which is just such a funny quote. Like, he, like, totally had a crush on her back in 2008, so it doesn't even matter.
It's real. He had it first.
So just 1 hour after those sources came forward, another insider spoke to Page Six and said that things aren't going over so smoothly between Olivia and Emily. And they also called Emily's kiss with Harry a betrayal. They're like, as I'm talking about my friend's personal mm-hmm. life to Page Six, mm-hmm. it's like, what's worse, honestly?
The friends.
Making out with my ex or telling all my secrets. Yeah.
The friends chatting to these sources.
Yeah. So this source also claims that things are so bad between Olivia and Emily that Emily is now begging Olivia for her forgiveness. And as for how Olivia feels, an insider told Page Six that she's taking the high road and that she wants nothing to do with this mess.
I mean, probably because she's dealing with that custody stuff. Like, I know. This is just one of those times where it's like, I don't believe an ounce of anything. Like, I just do not believe that Emily is begging for Olivia's forgiveness. I don't believe that Olivia even cares. Like, I could see there being like a passing thought of like, oh, okay, whatever. But she's got two children. She just had all of her finances leaked to the public. Like, I don't think she gives a flying fuck about this.
No, I honestly don't either. I mean, I'm sure the worst part about it is probably just having this story in the headlines and everyone talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, obviously we don't know them, but I'm just like, to me, it just seems like she found out. It'd be like me finding out like an ex I dated like a year ago kissed somebody that I know. I'd be like, okay.
I know.
Like, I'm not hung up on him. And I don't think she's hung up on him. And even if she is, it's just like, it's the press that makes this such a huge deal, drags it out.
Yeah. Harry also, like, I feel like Harry and Olivia are also at different points in their lives. Like, I don't think this was ever going to work out. Like, Harry just seems like a fuckboy to me.
Harry is a fuckboy.
Yeah, he is.
He is a fuckboy, and he is living his best life doing it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, we're never going to know how Olivia and Emily are actually handling things, because it's none of our business. And also, I don't think that they are really making it a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, Brooke, how do you feel about making out with a friend's ex? Are we crossing a line? Is it all fair game because they're exes? Like, what?
I mean, I guess it depends on how good of a friend they are. Like, if it's like an acquaintance that you like hung out with a couple times, then I don't think it really is that big of a deal. Mm. Would I make out with your ex? No. You know what I mean? Like, it just depends on the situation. Like, Olivia and Emily, like we've said, don't seem like super close friends to me. This is Hollywood. Like, Justin Bieber has run through that friend group of Hailey Bieber and Kendall Jenner and all of them. Like, and they're all fine.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it, to me, it's like, it depends on, how close you are to this friend. Like, is it an acquaintance or is it, you know, the person that you donated your kidney to? But also, like, why are they the ex? Because it's like, I always think of that Sex and the City episode where Miranda wanted to date a guy Carrie dated. And Carrie was like, he was a complete asshole. Like, but do what you want. And Miranda dated him. And shockingly, he was still a complete asshole. And it's just kind of like, if you're going to make out with a guy I dated and he did shitty things to me, then it's like, that says more about you. But also, we're exes and people change. And it's your life, as long as it's not like somebody I'm currently dating.
Yeah.
Then what do I fucking care? I have too many things to worry about.
So if I made out with one of your exes from like 12 years ago, what would you do?
I mean, there's only one ex that I would care about. Uh-huh. And that's just because.
Sweatshirt?
You know, I. No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. I don't want to say his name. I don't think he listens. I know he doesn't listen, but that's the only ex. Sweatshirt, make out with him all you want. That'll be your loss. You will be miserable. Guaranteed.
God, now I want to know which one you're talking about.
I'm shocked you can't think of it.
I think I know. Start with a D.
I only call him, by his last name. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only one you can't make out with. Anyone else, have at it. And Godspeed, I feel sorry for you.
Well, let me get this chapstick ready. Lips are plump.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziprin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And be sure to follow us on all socials at Arisha Skiddubs and at Brooke Ziprin. We'd love to connect with you.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.